James 3, verses 3 through 10. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Our story, Sharp Words. Brad jumped up when the phone rang. Hello, he said. Oh, hi, Jake. Yeah, I heard what they're saying about Mrs. Simpson, that she comes to school looking all bleary-eyed because she's an alcoholic, right? The kids say she sometimes stumbles over her words in class, and she... Brad paused as he noticed his father motioning for him to hang up. Gotta go, Jake, Brad added. Dad wants me for something. Brad hung up the phone and looked at his father. You'll have to call Jake back and apologize for the gossip I just heard, said Dad. When Brad started to protest, Dad held up a hand. Do you have any idea why Mrs. Simpson is having a hard time, he asked. Brad shook his head. Oh, I don't have her for any classes. I just see her in the hall sometimes, and the kids say she drinks a lot. Well, said Dad, you have no reason to believe that's true. The fact is that Mrs. Simpson's husband is dying. She has to stay up many nights caring for him. No wonder she's tired. Oh, I didn't know that. Brad looked truly sorry. Then he shrugged. Okay, I'll call Jake. Well, you need to do that, but first, come with me to my shop. I want to show you something, said Dad, leading the way. At the shop, he picked up a hammer and some nails. Pound these nails about, halfway into this board, he said. Looking puzzled, Brad pounded the nails. Okay, said Dad. Now, pull them back out. Brad did so. Now look at this board. What do you see? Dad asked. Brad glanced at the board. Nail holes, he said. Dad nodded. Brad, words can be as sharp as nails. When you use them the wrong way, they can hurt people. When that happens, you should apologize to the people you've hurt. Hopefully, they will forgive you. You can also tell God you're sorry, and He forgives, too. But even then, you can never take back all the harm you've caused. Brad picked up the board. I get your point, Dad, he said. Good, said Dad. Now, why don't you go put that in your room as a reminder to be more careful with your tongue? Well, how about you? Are you careful about the way you use your tongue? Or do you carelessly say things that hurt the feelings or reputations of others? Remember that words leave their mark, even when you try to take them back by apologizing. Ask the Lord to help you use words that bring Him glory and are helpful, not hurtful to others. Psalm 141, verse 3, Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. And our key thought, think before you speak.